Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory letter to the 8th China-Russia Expo, which opened Friday in Harbin. The expo is a major platform focused on expanding China-Russia partnerships across various sectors. President Xi said China-Russia relations have made solid progress and delivered strong outcomes for the benefit of the two peoples. He expressed hope the 75th anniversary of China-Russia ties would usher in new opportunities and development. Chinese Vice President Han Zheng and Russian President Vladimir Putin attended the expo's opening ceremony. Putin also visited the Harbin Institute of Technology on Friday as he wrapped up his visit in China. A Chinese foreign ministry official says Russian President Vladimir Putin's state visit to China fully demonstrates the high-level mutual trust between the two heads of state. Liu Bin says during the visit, the two presidents signed and issued a joint statement on deepening the comprehensive strategic partnership of coordination for a new era. They witnessed the signing of more than 10 key cooperation documents. Putin also attended the 8th China-Russia Expo in Harbin, injecting new impetus to the growth of economic and trade cooperation between the two countries. Liu also noted five principles that President Xi put forward during his talks with Putin. They are mutual respect, win-win cooperation, lasting friendship, strategic coordination, and fairness and justice. Liu said these principles are not only a summary of the historical experience of China-Russia relations, but also a precise understanding of the current international situation and the stage of the bilateral relationship. China is implementing more measures to stabilize the property market. These include removing mortgage rate floors for first and second-time home buyers nationwide and lowering minimum down payment ratios for purchasing first and second homes. Local governments have the flexibility to adjust these measures as needed. Additionally, the central bank has reduced the rate on housing provident fund loans by a quarter of a percentage point. The United Nations has agreed to support the handling of aid from the U.S.-built floating dock off Gaza. A U.N. spokesman said the floating dock is intended to supplement existing land crossings of aid into the coastal enclave. Farhan Haq said the logistics cluster, managed by the World Food Program, will handle the logistics on behalf of the U.N., its agencies, and the humanitarian community. He said the U.N. supports in receiving and arranging for the dispatch of aid into Gaza from the pier, as long as it respects the neutrality and independence of humanitarian operations. On Friday, the first trucks carrying humanitarian assistance moved ashore on the floating dock in Gaza. Akram El-Satari has more.
In Netzarim corridor, a pier that was built by the United States is already receiving around seven ships carrying humanitarian aid. According to the statements that were made by the officials, those humanitarian aids are a supplement or an extra support to the ongoing and regular provision of the humanitarian aid into Gaza. However, the crossings in Gaza were extremely affected by the blockade that has been imposed by Israel and are extremely affected by the fact that they were controlled by the Israeli occupation forces. Kerem Shalom and Rafah crossing, as well as Erez and Karni, are all controlled by the Israeli occupation and all witnessing a very slow entry of the humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza.
A coroner's office says it has concluded the investigation into the death of a Boeing whistleblower, John Mitch Barnett. It said in a report that all findings suggest Barnett died from a single self-inflicted gunshot wound. Barnett was found dead in his truck on March 9th in Charleston, U.S. state of South Carolina. He was alleging Boeing retaliated against him for complaints about quality lapses. He was scheduled to testify in court the day he died. The first flight to resume air links between Cuba and China has arrived in Havana, with a stopover in Spain. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner of Air China was received at the airport in Havana with the traditional water salute. The air links were suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Cuban government announced earlier this month that it will adopt a visa-free policy for Chinese citizens holding ordinary passports. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.